Welcome to Stephen Minister Training. We're going to be studying the second part of Module 16. And Module 16, if you recall, is entitled A Key to Quality Christian Care. And it's split into two parts. Last week, we talked about some of the basic elements of supervision, some of the concepts behind what we do and why we do it. And obviously became pretty well apparent that there's a lot to the structure and a lot to the format for different reporting that is required during this part of the meeting. But I think when you begin to practice the actual supervision part of the meeting and you use some of the forms and you actually deliver an in-depth report or a check-in statement, hopefully some of that concern about all these details will begin to melt away a little bit. And especially those infamous focus question sets, which there is no doubt will take time and practice. And eventually you'll be very comfortable using that tool. And you'll understand the value of it as well. But all at once to have all this, you know, in front of you is a little bit intimidating. My hope is that today, in the second half of the program, you're going to become a little bit more familiar with how that process actually works and why it is as effective as it is, because we're going to practice supervision, a mock supervision session, at least part of one. First of all, we're going to start out with more information about the focus question sets so you really understand the tool. We're also going to study how the balance between confidentiality and specificity in small group peer supervision is so critical. We'll understand that much better after we discuss it a little bit. And then finally, we're going to do that practice I alluded to, where we actually practice participating in a supervision session. You have some of the work completed already for that particular exercise. Okay, so let's begin. The devotion today is a caring spiritual process. Caring itself is a spiritual process. And when we understand that, we understand better how important it is to support people when they're going through difficulties. But we support them emotionally and we support them spiritually. And think about it, the heart of Stephen Ministry is God's caring love. So he provides the ultimate in caring. God told us, Christ told us, that there would be trials in this life, but he never expected us to go through those trials alone. Stephen Ministry's motto reflects the truth that Christ caring for people through people. That's the motto of Stephen Ministry. You are the people, as Stephen ministers, that he works through to care for others who are hurting. It describes your service as a Stephen minister, and it's going to guide everything you do in small group peer supervision. Typically, I would ask for a volunteer to read the scripture passage at the top of your outline, and that's on page 441 in your red workbook. I'll go ahead and read it now, and you can hopefully follow along in your book. This is a passage from 2 Thessalonians, and it reads, "With this in mind, we constantly pray for you, that our God may count you worthy of his calling, and that by his power he may fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by your faith. We pray this so that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ." 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. God has called you to this ministry, or you wouldn't be here. And his power, it is his power, that will bring healing and wholeness and hope into your care receivers' lives. As God works through you, your caregiving will bring glory to Him. You may recall, I try to remember to keep things in proper focus and constantly say and give credit to our God for this ministry when I say, in His name and to His glory. As a Christian caregiver, your care receiver will meet Jesus in you. When you listen, Jesus listens. He listens through you. When you share their pain, they experience their crucified and risen Savior walking beside them. And when you offer words of encouragement, Jesus speaks His words of healing through you. And your care receiver can give glory to Jesus as He brings His care through this ministry. Now, Christ will extend His care in much the same manner as He works through people. Each of you, for example, as you participate in your supervision group. You will care for one another, pray for each Stephen minister and their caring relationships and their care receivers. You will share the truth of Scripture and encourage each other as you have listened to how Stephen ministers have been doing and how they're feeling. You have to understand or recall, really, that they have no one else to express this to other than in prayer. Because of confidentiality, all of the information that happens in a caring relationship and in supervision is highly confidential. You can't share it with anyone. So you need an outlet, and a good one, that will support you and yet maintain that confidentiality that's so very important for the ministry. You will be blessed by your fellow Stephen ministers, and you will be a blessing to them as well. Now, we're conducting our ministry in the name of Jesus Christ and in the name of the church. In supervision, Jesus works in and through you. Seek Him together and help one another trust in Him. The Lord Jesus is present, caring for people through you. Remember that. He is present, caring for people through you. Why does He do it through you? Does He have to do it through us? No, He can do it directly. But He does it because He also has a mandate for us to love one another and to help one another and to share one another's burdens. Yes, He also works through us. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, You are God incarnate, showing us who God is. Work in and through us to give our care receivers Your healing love and help them trust You. Use our supervision groups to continue equipping us for the ministry You've given us. Thank You for all the people who share Your love and care with us, just as we share it with others. Amen. Okay, now, as promised, the first section of this module is on focus questions. I handed out, and I hope you still have, and brought with you, focus question sets, the brochure that I gave you, the multicolored brochure. I think you're going to find it a lot easier to use that as the tool than to use the book, because the same information is in your book as well, but it's not nearly as easy to work with. Okay. In supervision, you'll use focus questions to guide the discussion during the in-depth reports, I should say, because there usually will be two in every meeting. So now we're going to cover how the supervision group works to select focus questions. And then we're going to practice using them in a number of caring relationship situations. So there's where the practice comes in. First of all, choosing focus questions, I'm going to ask you to review focus note 1. It's on page 441 in your book. We'll look at this together. For those of you that are following along remotely, I will ask you to look at that focus note and read through steps 1 through 4. Let's move on. Last class, we watched a supervision session. Now, in this class, we take that same video, we pull up that session, and we focus in on certain parts. So we look again right now at the group as they chose focus questions to use. And that was, again, a clip that was pulled from A Closer Look at Stephen Ministry Supervision Skills, that video. And it's about a one-minute clip. Obviously, I can't reproduce it on this recording, but that's what we're referring to. There was a Stephen minister in that script, Mary, and she was facing a lot of issues concerning her caring relationship. And so the Stephen ministers wanted to specifically hone in on some of the concerns she had and use specific focus questions to help them do that. Now, practice choosing focus questions. What we're going to do, with a little help from the book, is to review when to use each focus question set and then review the descriptions of each question set. The Stephen ministers in the video were very familiar with using focus questions, so it was very smooth. They came up with the questions really quickly. That's not real life in terms of how it's going to be when we start out. It's going to take time. It's going to take practice, using them in several meetings, and then eventually we're all going to get better at knowing what questions are in that tool and when to pull them out. So now, excuse me, in the class, we practice using focus questions. We'll choose the focus question sets that are applicable, and then you'll choose one or more questions within the set. So please take a moment to review when to use each focus question set. That's page 443 in your book. There's a list of situations. And it's titled Choosing Focus Question Skill Practice. What we're going to do is read through each one of them and decide the possible focus question set to use and the possible questions to use from that set. If you look at the tool in front of you, the tool itself is broken into three parts. When to use each is pretty much implied in the title of each section. Section A, B, and C is covered under Focus on the Caring Relationship. And so that it's broken out to each of those areas: the caring relationship, the spiritual nature of the caring relationship, the direction of the caring relationship. And then the second section of your tool is Focus on the Stephen Minister. D, E, and F. D is the Stephen Minister's feelings about the caring process. E is the Stephen Minister's skills. And F is the Stephen Minister's personal growth. And finally, just two sections of questions focus on the care receiver. Remember, that's not the first and foremost in the hierarchy of concentration. We'll get to that. Care receiver is last to prevent breaches of confidentiality. So the care receiver situation in G, and in H, a possible mental health referral. Okay, you can look at that tool, and I would use it as opposed to in your book. But Focus Note 2 does show the breakdown I just referred to. Again, the sets are grouped depending upon what you need to focus on: the caring relationship, or the Stephen minister and their skills, or maybe the care receiver. Now, let's practice choosing focus questions based on what a Stephen minister might share in their in-depth report. We're going to look at individual comments from a few different in-depth reports and then choose the focus question sets and questions that relate to each of them. So what you're going to do, again, is look at Focus Note 3 on page 443-444 in your book. And in the class, we take one at a time and review some of the sets and some of the questions that are applicable. If you read that on your own, since we're doing this on a recording, I'll give you the suggested answers. I would ask you to work through it. But for the first one, possible focus questions set to use might be set A. Possible questions to use from that set may be 9, 10, or 11. The second, I'm supposed to be a Christ-centered caregiver, but I don't really see God in what I've been doing. All I do is listen. I never pray or read the Bible. I'd like to see my care receiver's life more focused on God. Possible question set, B. If you look at B, it makes sense, the spiritual nature of the caring relationship. Possible questions 2, 3, and 10. Review them in the tool. That's what you do for each one. I have the answers. So if you want to know what those are, but actually you could probably come up with some different ones that are even listed in my notes. But if you want to know what they are, I'd be happy to share them with you. Just ask. But I think you get the gist of it once you start to practice. Okay, let's see. I'm just thumbing through because I've got to catch up where we are now, since we're not going to do that exercise in detail, because you can pretty much work through it on your own. Using focus questions. Okay, we're up to that particular slide, which you can't see, but I'm telling you what it says. Using focus questions. Focus questions help direct and focus your supervision discussion. This is the purpose of them. They help you define and begin the in-depth discussion. But you're not limited to them. That they're not the only questions you can ask. You can start with them and then ask follow-up questions. That's the right thing to do. And when it's time to shift the discussion to a new topic, you go ahead and use other focus questions. They can suggest other ones. As you take the time to become familiar with these questions and use that tool, you're going to see they provide a very valuable resource for keeping supervision reporting on course. In fact, I'm going to suggest that if you don't use the discipline of a tool like this, what tends to happen is things are overlooked, or maybe the tendency is for the reporter to stray off topic and lose focus. And the same thing with the Stephen ministers. It could easily happen when you're in the pressure of a meeting. It's a little bit different. So this is a really good way to stay on track. And the bottom line is the Stephen minister is going to get a lot more out of the discussion. And that means the care receiver is going to benefit. And that's the whole point. Now, the second part of this module focuses a bit on the importance of confidentiality and specificity in supervision. Now we're on page 445 in your workbook. There's two important concepts for effective supervision, and the two I just mentioned are confidentiality and specificity. Both topics have to be balanced in supervision for the benefit of your caregiver. Focus note 4 on page 445 gives us just a little better look at all of this. I will read these two paragraphs to emphasize. Confidentiality and supervision means avoiding sharing the name of the care receiver or his or her loved ones and any details that aren't necessary for group members to know in order to offer high-quality support, guidance, and accountability to the Stephen minister. You do not and should not mention names at any point in this process. There is no reason to. And there's also no reason to give excess detail not necessary for you to receive good supervision of your relationship with the care receiver. Specificity. In supervision, specificity means providing sufficient, appropriate, and necessary details to help group members understand what's happening in the caring relationship in order to offer high-quality support, guidance, and accountability to the Stephen minister. If you're too vague and too general in your comments, you also can't receive supervision because we won't have enough information to give you any kind of feedback. So there's a balance here. It's pretty logical. And I think you'll see as you get into this, it's very possible, very, very definitely, very doable to maintain both areas' integrity. So, for the sake of confidentiality, Stephen ministers do not reveal their care receiver's name or any identifying detail to anyone, including fellow Stephen ministers, by the way. I've seen that happen, and it's pretty sad when somehow there's a feeling that because you're a Stephen minister, you can talk to another Stephen minister, and that's maintaining confidentiality, but you can give them detail they should not have. No, you really cannot do that and maintain the boundaries that we need to maintain. So we have to remember that. the care receiver has given, and this is something to recall, I think it's helpful. The care receiver, remember, has given permission for you to come to supervision. And they know the Stephen minister, you, will be sharing some information about their relationship with you. They know it's necessary. And they know that everyone in the group is bound by confidentiality. That is important. The care receiver also knows that supervision is about helping the Stephen minister provide very high quality care. To achieve this requires some sharing about the caring relationship, but not so much as to reveal identity. So, specificity comes in. The Stephen minister needs to share sufficient depth for the group to understand what's going on in the caring relationship so they can guide and direct, but not so much that it breaches confidentiality. So now, how confidentiality and specificity support the goal of supervision? All right, we look at a slide that has a pyramid on it. And at the very bottom of the pyramid is supervision. You have it in your workbook. Actually, it's on page 446. Supervision's at the bottom, and then specificity, confidentiality, and then I'm building on that is quality care. So if we look at focus note 5, it's on page 445 in your book. Okay, focus note 5 says, the goal of Stephen Ministry supervision is for Stephen ministers to help one another provide the best possible care for their care receivers. That's always been the goal, and it still is. And by maintaining both of these areas correctly, you're going to do just that. Confidentiality supports the goal of supervision as well. When care receivers know confidentiality and supervision will be protected, they're more likely to share their feelings. And this leads to emotional and spiritual healing. And it helps to keep discussions focused and not get bogged down in details. And the bogging down in details doesn't enhance the effectiveness of the meeting at all. In fact, it's an overload. It's information overload and tends to distract from the main purpose. Plus, again, the more detail, the more risk of breaching confidentiality. So, specificity is important because a certain amount of detail can help supervision understand what's going on so that they can provide high-quality care, guidance, and accountability. This is necessary information. It helps the Stephen minister to provide the best quality care, as I said. So there's a balance between the two, between confidentiality and being very specific. But both of them support the goal of Stephen ministry. Okay, take a look, please, at Focus Note 6 on page 446 in your book. It talks about confidentiality and specificity in practice. Balancing confidentiality and specificity in supervision, a very helpful question to ask yourself, and then remember the hierarchy of concentration. Okay. A very helpful question to ask is what? You find it in Focus Note 8 on page 447 in your book. Do the members of my supervision group need to know this specific detail in order to understand the situation and bring me with and provide me the support and guidance I need? That's a really good question to ask yourself, because if the answer is honest and it's no, don't give that information. Okay. Let's look at another concept, and that is, if you recall, the hierarchy of concentration. We went over this a while back and earlier in the training program. But if you look at Focus Note 9 on page 75 in your workbook. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry, folks. I get my pages mixed up. That's my book. Your book is page 448. Okay. Focus Note 9, you'll see what we were talking about. It should come back to you. The caring relationship is number one. That's where most of the time is spent, focusing on the quality and effectiveness of the caring relationship. Some time is spent on the Stephen minister, helping them in their role in the caring relationship. And the least amount of time is spent, only when necessary, on the care receiver, focusing on the care receiver's specific situation and needs. But we shouldn't do that in reverse. I've seen it flip-flop, and it doesn't serve the process. Okay. Now, we talked about this. If you go back to your tool for question, focus question sets, they are grouped the same way the hierarchy of concentration implies. They're grouped with a whole bunch of questions and sections on focusing on the caring relationship, A, B, and C, and then on the Stephen minister, D, E, and F, and there's only two sections on the care receiver, kind of emphasizing the same thing that we're emphasizing in the hierarchy of concentration. So avoid the extremes is what we're really saying. Don't emphasize either the specifics of the situation or the confidentiality to the extreme where it's inhibiting the process. Just a nice balanced approach for both areas works very well. Okay, let's see. Well, if you look at page 449 in your book, and that's focus note 10, you'll see what happens. It's just a graphic depiction of what I just said. Balance is needed, and here's why. If you have a situation where confidentiality is not maintained adequately, quality of care slips. Same thing on specificity. The quality of care will slip. So we just want to be very careful that we use these tools very carefully. One important thing, very important thing, exercise grace. What that means is if a Stephen minister slips up, and this is very apt to happen, it's very easy to do, and gives more information than they should in their report, maybe the name of the care receiver slips out, even if it's just the first name. Exercise grace. Don't gasp. Don't point fingers. I've never seen anybody do that. Actually, most of the time, the other Stephen ministers are just kind of in shock. There's not much said. But I saw a wonderful Stephen minister, a very, very talented nurse. I thought she was going to have a meltdown when she realized she slipped the name out of her care receiver. Very easy slip up. But she was more uncomfortable than anybody else and apologized, of course, and don't worry about it. The beauty of it is we're protected because of the firewall in supervision. If you look at page 450 in your workbook and you look at focus note 11, that's the firewall I'm talking about. Because everybody is bound in supervision to confidentiality, even from each other. If there's any kind of breach of detail, it's going to stop right there. Because it happens. I mean, sometimes it's not really clear to the Stephen minister, very innocently, they're not sure which details to mention and which ones are not necessary. But again, there's a reassurance here. Supervision groups have that built-in firewall. We read focus note 11 in the class. I ask you to do the same right now. Okay, final thoughts on confidentiality and specificity and supervision. Okay. Look at focus note 12, please, on page 450 in your book. Tips for being confidential and specific in supervision. Plan ahead. I'm going through the points. Plan ahead when you'll be reporting about your caring relationship. Keep the hierarchy of concentration in mind as you prepare and share. And remember, you're going to be writing up your reports ahead of time. You have plenty of time to really focus on what you want to reveal and need to reveal and what you do not. And if you read from that prepared report, you're not going to slip up. Share with a purpose in mind. Share what you need to know in order to receive the supervision you need. Avoid details that have little or nothing to do with maintaining the quality of the caring relationship. Be open and truthful, especially about your own feelings and struggles and doubts in the relationship. Trust the others in your supervision group because they're all as committed to the process as you are and the confidentiality as you are. Above all, make your top priority at all times to provide the highest quality care for the care receiver, and you will do well. It's a judgment call, truly, sometimes, how to balance the two, but just do your best. That's all we're asking you to do. It means you might need to share more details in your in-depth report or maybe go a little deeper to obtain the guidance and support you need. That's okay. As long as you are honoring these concepts, you're going to be okay. And by the same token, you will continue to honor that way your care receiver's trust while you get the help that you need. At this point in the class, we take a break and we come back to practical practice sessions. So we're going to do a practice supervision session. And I divide the group into the parts that are needed for this, two in-depth reports, and the others are check-ins. And you can use the prepared reports that you should have brought to the meeting to do this. And so we actually go through three parts of a supervision meeting. If you look at Focus Note 13, page 451, alrighty, let's see, I'll catch up with you in my book, okay. Supervision skill practice, the beginning of the supervision session. So we're assuming somebody has already done the opening prayer. The facilitator asks each Stephen minister, except for the two giving in depth, to read their check-in statement. Before reading the check-in statement, the Stephen minister would normally begin by handing the contact record sheet to the Stephen leader, in this case myself. The supervision group facilitator would review it, hand it back to the Stephen minister, who then reads their check-in. Now, since you haven't completed a contact record sheet, we just skip that step. Then after each group member shares their check-in, the group responds with validation and affirmation. Okay. And I will let you know. We'll do that part, and then I'll let you know when it's time to move into the in-depth discussion that takes place in supervision. There's usually given, we give about 6 minutes for the beginning of the session. Okay, then we move on to the in-depth reports. You also completed an in-depth report. So what we're going to then do, as you read, the first person reads the in-depth report, we use the focus question sets on the handout that you've got, the tool you've got, and we move to the first in-depth report and discussion. Focus note 14 on page 452. Okay, 15 minutes of discussion, 2 minutes of summarizing for each in-depth reporter. We're not giving the full allotted amount of time in this practice. Normally, you get about 25 to 30 minutes. The group responds with validation, affirmation. The group works together to choose the focus question. The group discusses the caring relationship. You know, all of the things that are in here is what should happen. After 15 minutes, the group facilitator, myself, will help the group end the discussion if necessary, if you don't do it on your own, including a summary of what the in-depth report reporter gained from the discussion and what they should do next. And then we go on to the second person giving the in-depth report. Okay. So in other words, we just go through that process again with the second person. So, after those two things, those several things are accomplished, we go to the end of the supervision session. That is summarized in Focus Note 15 in your book. And 15 is on page 452. What happens then is that I hand out questions for regular supervision group evaluations. You've already got those questions. So I'll ask you to complete those evaluations and turn them in. Note that you do not discuss the evaluations at this time. Okay, typically we end in prayer. Okay, we don't, you know, again, it's something to do, but it's not anything we need to actually review. I'll assign the next two people to give the in-depth reporting for the next session. There might be some housekeeping issues that we have to go over, like where we are with continuing ed and review the dates for the next meeting and anything else that may be pertinent and relevant. And then, of course, the closing prayer. And we assign the people who are volunteering to do the opening and closing for the next session. Okay. Any questions on how this session went? It's, you know, again, this is practice. What the plan is once everyone is commissioned, then you will be invited to start coming to supervision. You won't have your care receivers yet. That takes time to assign and go through that process. And it could take a few weeks to actually get them lined up. However, you will be asked to come to supervision. It'll be a good way to really prepare for when you're actually giving reports. Okay, looking ahead. Now, we are a little bit out of sequence because we want to be sure that everyone is here for the last, for all of the modules, but particularly for this last module. And in deference to pastor's schedule and other people's schedules, we are flip-flopping the last two sessions. Typically, making your first caring visit would be the next one, but it won't be. It's going to be Go, God is with you. That is actually the final session of the training. So we're going to go ahead and prepare for that, and I'm going to ask you to do the pre-class reading for Focus Note 18. Now, I'm doing this recording based on how we're running this particular training class, training schedule. In a typical training schedule, we wouldn't be doing it this way. We would have the next class, which is how to make your first caring visit. It's module 17, and then followed by the closing module, Go, God is with you. But we're going to be flip-flopping that, so that's how the recordings are going to be done as well. Okay, so when we meet for module 18, I'm going to ask you to do the pre-class reading, of course, and to realize that there's a couple of little exercises that you're asked to do. We're going to be going over all the basic skills that we learned in Stephen Ministry. We're going to ask everyone, or as many as wish to share, what Stephen Ministry means to them. So testimonials will be cordially invited at that point. There is a video, and there may be some information, but a little bit, I can't get real specific, but a little bit more specific about the commissioning that will be taking place. You will also participate in a service of thanksgiving and commitment. And it is at that service that you will be asked to sign and bring your statement of readiness to be commissioned as a Stephen minister, which is on page 502 in your book, to the altar during the ceremony. I ask you to read through it carefully. If anyone has any questions on it, please ask me before the last class, if you would. And God bless you as you respond to the call that you've received. Any questions or comments for those of you who are listening to this recording? I welcome them. Let me know, and I'll be happy to help you. Thank you very much for your attention, and God bless you. Until next time, amen.